I just noticed something as we were singing those hymns. One word that links the first two hymns together. And I didn't do it deliberately, purely by accident. What was that? Anybody notice what it was? In the chorus? That's a giveaway, isn't it? Alleluia. And just as we were singing the second, I thought, we sang that in the first hymn. Well, because we are, some of us, just about still on our Easter holiday, aren't we? It's been a bit peculiar this year to have, because Easter normally falls in the middle of the term, at the end of term. But it's not time to stop yet, is it, Christine? Right, she just nodded off. And so it's a bit strange, well, it feels a bit strange anyway, because normally we go away straight after Easter, and then we had a whole week, and then we went away, so it was a bit, it's all a bit peculiar. And the trouble is, you see, when you get old, change doesn't come very easily. You know, you get a bit set in your ways, so it was a bit strange for us to be away. And it threw Pamela into panic, because it meant she had the service more than a week before I was due to come. So for that I apologise. And Christine will tell you, that is really unusual for me. After 20-odd years at Bushill Park and getting the service on a Friday night, or sometimes a Saturday morning, wasn't it, Christine? Or sometimes a Sunday morning. Yes, but there we go. So it feels a bit strange, like we're sort of not in Easter, but we are still in Easter, aren't we? And those alleluias ringing out as Jesus came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday with everybody worshipping. And because we are still very much in the season of Easter in the church. Now, I mentioned about getting old. I haven't retired yet. Although some people seem to think I've retired, I'm still working full-time, unfortunately. But I'm thinking about... Yes, thank you, Don. I'm thinking about retiring. I need to have a look at my pension. So I've bought something. This was a Christmas present. Now, what do you think of those, aren't they? Magnificent, aren't they? And they're good ones as well. Made by Dunlop. They go faster. I'm not sure that that's the intention. Perhaps it means go slower. So what do you think I might use these for then? Gardening. Yes, quite possibly. But thinking about retirement, yes, gardening, I suppose. Yes, Stephen? That's a bit unfair, Stephen, because you saw what I came in with. I was down the garage this morning, having a root around. Now, Bishop's got one of these, hasn't he? It's about the right size. Right? So what do you think might be in here? Stephen gave you a bit of a clue. Yes. I remember seeing what's in here? A snooker cue. Yes, I used to play a bit of snooker, Boys Brigade, when we had club on a Thursday night. Yes, it's a fishing rod. It hasn't been out for a long time, since I was a boy. That's only a few years ago. If you believe that, you believe anything. And it's got in a knot. It's a good job I wasn't in the Boy Scouts, isn't it? There we go. Now, this is, because I had this when I was, my father got me this, and it wasn't new. And I was probably about 14, 13 or 14, might have been 12. Used to go fishing with my uncle. They don't make them like this anymore. Now notice last time I got it out, it's actually got a few eyes missing, but I can get those, so that's not too bad. There's another bit in here somewhere. It's probably worth a lot of money now. Well, it's probably worth, probably not worth anything. And this is quite good for a service, you see. There is another bit somewhere. The other reason it's very good for a service is you end up with a very short sermon. Don't really need to line it up, but that's how you line it up to make sure all the bits are in, so that when you put the reel on and the joints have got a bit dry, lubricate them with Vaseline. Now I know what you're going to say, that's a big rod for a little person, but you see it's quite good. The real bit, I haven't brought the reel along this morning, but for those that are dozing off during the sermon, it has quite a long reach, as you can see, not quite to the back. So where do you think this, I mean obviously it's a fishing rod, but where do you think it might be useful? Perhaps when you're fishing on a lake and you've seen the reeds around and the things that grow around the edge, well, when you cast this out, you can get quite a distance, and it has a nice little whip on it for when you strike, for when the fish bites, like that. Yes, you could use it on a boat, but I think it would be a bit difficult. It's better for lake fishing, really, or on a large river. When you're sitting on the bank on a nice sunny day, and look, I nearly did actually get it all lined up, which is quite good. And that sounds like, it sounds like a good retirement idea. Even if you don't catch anything, at least you get peace and quiet sitting there on the bank, watching nature and enjoying the quiet and the peace away from the wife, who would much rather I'd be at home decorating or doing something like that. But fishing's quite a technical sport now, isn't it? I don't know if you know much about fishing. With all the different equipment and things that you need in order to study the water in which you're going to fish, you don't just dangle a maggot or something on the end of a hook and dangle it in the river. You use different type of bait for different type of fish. You fish sometimes with a light float or a heavy float, depending on the condition of the water. You actually fish at different depths, because I should have brought a bit of line along, because you can move the float up and down. And feed different varieties, types of fish, feed at different levels within the water. Did you know that? Some feed off the bottom. Some are midstream feeders. Some fish, like carp, some bream, you actually don't use a float, you float the bait on the top of the water. And you've seen fly fishing, haven't you? So salmon and trout feed by feeding from larvae, and flies from the top of the water. So different breeds of fish feed at different depths, they feed on different things, so you can't just dangle a worm in, or a maggot, or I remember using cheese. Cheese was something when I was a boy. You put a bit of cheese on the end of the hook. I never caught anything. But perhaps I was using the wrong, perhaps I was using French cheese. Should have been using English cheese. But there we are. Anyway, a bit later on, we're going to think about fishing. And I better go and poke this somewhere, hadn't I? So it doesn't damage anybody. But just be careful. I shall keep it to hand for the sermon. So just be aware.